Welcome to WIT Works Radio. I'm Robin Beauchamp, Director of the Co-ops and Careers Department, and you are here live with myself and two wonderful colleagues who I will let introduce themselves.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kristen Ekman. I'm the Operations Coordinator at Co-ops and Careers.
And my name is Abby Pober. I am Assistant Director at Co-ops and Careers.
And we have a really great show for you today. As I'm sure every listener knows, March 19th from 3 to 7 is the Co-op and Career Fair. We are once again sold out of the fair with, about 190 employers coming with more on a wait list. And we wanted to do something really special today. The career fair, the Co-op and Career Fair could not happen without the generous contributions of our sponsors. And we reached out to every one of those sponsors and asked them if they would like to be a guest on our show today. And so today you're going to actually be able to hear from four of them. You're going to hear from people from Bond Brothers, Commodore Builders, JLL, and Novo Construction. And they're going to talk to you about what it feels like on their end when a student approaches them and how to make a really good impression yourself as that student approaching the table. So our first guest today is going to be Kathy Freitas. Kathy is the Director of People Strategies at Bond Brothers, and she works out of their Boston office. So now let's just see if we can get Kathy on the phone.
All right, I'm going to give her a call right now.
Good afternoon, Kathy Freitas speaking.
Hi, Kathy. This is Abby Pober calling from Wentworth's Co-op Center.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
We're really excited for you to be joining us on the radio. Thank you so much for your time today.
No problem, my pleasure.
All right, well, I'm going to kick this conversation off with the first question. Can you tell us a little bit about Bond Brothers and why you're choosing to sponsor the Co-op and Career Fair next week?
Okay, sure, be glad to. Hold on one second. I don't know how much anyone knows about Bond Brothers, but we're a unique construction company in that we have two different divisions. We have a civil and utility division that does a lot of infrastructure, electrical, gas work, and then we have a building division, which does, we refer to it as the horizontal and the vertical business. The building division is more likely to do university and hospital work, big mainframe businesses that we build from the ground up. So we have a large presence. Even on your campus, we have the Bond Virtual Design and Construction Hall, and we've done other work there. We do a lot of projects with notable clients, BC, Stonehill, Harvard, MIT, Dana-Farber, Brigham and Women's, and we also do, as I said, the support jobs with the gas, electric, things like that. We currently have over 65 full-time employees who are Wentworth alumni in our ranks. There's about 350 management employees, and these employees are situated in many different departments and many different roles. Some of them are starting right out of school, entry-level project engineer, field engineer positions, and they move up through the ranks in our organization, superintendents, APMs, estimators. Actually, our president is an alumni of Wentworth, so that goes to show you how seriously committed we are to Wentworth. We have the offices in Mass, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. And we've had such good outcomes in the past partnering with Wentworth, we wouldn't miss that opportunity to continue with that relationship.
Wow. Wow. I had no idea that there were that many Wentworth alumni at Bond.
Yes. We looked at it yesterday. We counted it. And we have 65.
Wow. Kathy, this is Robin Beauchamp, Director of Co-ops and Careers. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Nice to talk with you.
Thank you. Can you tell our listeners exactly where you're located in Boston?
Sure. We're in Medford. Our main office is over in Medford. The actual address is 10 Cabot Road in Medford, Massachusetts, which is over by Wellington. Sort of in that Everett-Medford area.
Excellent. And is it easy to get to?
You can get here easily from 93, and it's also accessible to the T. It's about maybe 2 to 3 minute walk from the Wellington train station.
Terrific.
So, hi Kathy, my name is Kristen Ekman. I'm also here on the radio show today. We did want to move on to our next question, actually, if you don't mind. We were wondering what you're looking for from students at the fair when they approach you at your booth.
Okay, so whenever we attend job fairs, we're looking for potential employees who are going to align with our company's core values. Those are integrity, commitment, teamwork, innovation, and excellence. We look for people who have a figure-it-out factor, and they do well with us. Those are those people that are motivated self-starters who can be practical and quickly make a difference, hit the ground running. We want employees who like what they do, and they can do what they say they're going to do. They're accountable, and they follow through and commit. And those are huge indicators to us when we're looking at hiring people, either who've been in the workforce or right out of school. So we look for, obviously, the education, the technical skills, but then we look for that other intangible stuff that will help us to decide if someone will be a good fit for our organization. And as I said, we've had such a good long track record with Wentworth. I'm assuming that somehow is part of the culture at Wentworth as well, so it fits well with us.
Absolutely. How do you know when a student approaches your table? Like, what is it about a certain student that says, oh yeah, this is somebody we're going to bring in for another interview?
I think it's usually people who have a little bit of confidence. We know it's hard to walk up to a table of professionals and just introduce yourself, but have enough wherewithal to come up, shake hands, maintain eye contact, smile, ask some questions. You know, you look for the people that have that sense of, okay, this is what I'm here for, and let me introduce myself and ask a couple of questions, and then, you know, just get a sense of who they are in that first couple of minutes. They say you make a decision quickly about people when you first meet them. So it's someone who has that sense of self enough to be able to shake hands and maintain eye contact and present themselves very well in that first introduction.
That's terrific.
And just one last question here before we let you go today. What will make the Co-op and Career Fair a success for you next week?
So I think when we go to these things, we obviously find them to be successful when we attract and hire and then retain like-minded people who want to grow and develop in a firm like ours with a long history of success. Since about 18 to 20% of our hires actually come from Wentworth, this is an effort we feel is really worthwhile for us. Hiring talented and proven people is always a challenge for any organization, but luckily when we go to Wentworth, we feel like we know what we're possibly going to find there. We know that the return on investment is there. As I mentioned, their president actually comes from, he's a Wentworth grad, so we feel really strongly that people can do well in this organization, and it's a good match in terms of the kinds of things that we bring as well as the kinds of things that the employees bring to the table.
That's fantastic. This is such great information for our students, and I love this statement that you had, the figure it out factor. I think that's really catchy, and I think our students will identify with that. Thank you so much for your time today.
And thank you for being such a great partner.
Yeah. Talking with you and keep sending us those great kids.
We will, and we look forward to seeing Bond at the fair next week.
Okay, good. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Awesome. Bye.
And our next guest is going to actually be from Commodore Builders. We're going to be talking to Tina. Tina is the proposal manager at Commodore. And she's on the phone now.
Hi, Tina. This is Abby, Robin, and Kristen from Wentworth's Co-op and Career Center.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us on our radio show today and give students some perspective about what they should do next week. We're going to jump right in. Can you tell us a little bit about Commodore Builders and why you're choosing to sponsor the Co-op and Career Fair this semester?
Okay, sure. Actually, I have two of my colleagues here who are going to be answering all of your questions.
Awesome. That's great.
Hi, this is Carlos Rivera. I am estimating and person coordinator at Commodore, and we are here with...
And I'm Andrew Grattan. I'm a junior at Wentworth, and I'm on my first co-op year.
Oh, great.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you for joining us. So our first question here, I don't know if you heard me ask it to Tina, but if you could tell us why Commodore Builders is, tell us a little bit about Commodore Builders and why you've chosen to sponsor the fair next week.
Sure. Commodore Builders is a 15 plus year old veteran owned business. We're based out of Waltham. We service the greater Boston area and most of the vicinities. Our work spans multiple markets, including commercial, tenant interior, life sciences, and institutional.
That covers a lot.
Right. And why did you decide to sponsor the fair?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Why did you choose to sponsor the fair?
Good question. We typically, we have been doing this for some time now due to our wonderful partnership with Wentworth. We sponsor the fair because we admire the way that you guys at Wentworth prepare the students for the AEC industry. And by sponsoring and attending the fair, we have the opportunity of exhibiting our company to your students, allowing us to meet them in person before getting their resume.
Perfect. And actually, while we have Andrew here, Andrew, can you tell us a little bit about your co-op right now that you're on right now?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm an estimating intern this semester, and mostly what I've been doing is just helping out the estimating team with things such as putting bids together, doing takeoffs for certain jobs, contacting subcontractors, and mostly just helping out the estimating estimating team as much as I can.
And what do you recommend for students who are interested at working at Commodore? What do you recommend they do when they come to the fair on next week?
I would definitely recommend to research the companies beforehand, just so they have a good sense of what they're going to be looking at. And especially, I would recommend knowing what position you want to go into, either being estimating like I chose, or if you want to do something like an assistant project manager, or I just highly recommend knowing which direction you want to go into before showing up to the fair.
Great advice. I'm curious to know, when somebody approaches your booth, how will you know that this is somebody that you're going to want to bring into your organization for another interview?
Hi, I'm sorry. Would you?
I'd like to know, when somebody comes to your booth at the career fair, how will you know, like, what are you looking for when you decide who to bring in for that next interview?
Sure. When the students approach our booth, we know that that's someone we want to look at because they're high energy, they show interest, and because they've done a little bit of their homework to understand what we do, it gives us the ability to get a better understanding of who they are and what they're looking for. So when we get their resume, we can automatically pinpoint them out and know who is behind the piece of paper.
Perfect. All right.
Passing the phone over here. A follow-up question on that. So what are you looking for that would make the fair next week a success for Commodore?
I think that with our experience, the fair has already been a great success for us. As we continue to meet your students. However, I feel like if your top talent students, which take the time to reach out to us, thank us, and talk a little more about themselves after the fair and show a little interest, that would mean that the fair was a great success for us because we did our job at selling our company to them.
Absolutely, and that makes a lot of sense. Do you have a preferred way that students would follow up with you post-fair?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a preference in the way that students would follow up? Would you rather that they email you directly or the recruiter that they were speaking with at the fair?
Yes. Our preference of communication would be to email our company website, which we will provide to them at the time of visit.
Perfect. That's great. Thank you so much. Well, thank you very much to Rose, Andrew, and Tina for being here and speaking with us today, and we look forward to seeing you all next week, next Tuesday at the fair. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We look forward to meeting your team and maybe making some connections and hiring more co-ops.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And our next employer is JLL. Kyle Greenleaf is a recruiter who's come to our fair a number of times and has also done on-campus interviews with us. So let's say hello to Kyle.
We're getting him on the phone.
Hello, this is Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. This is Abby from Wentworth Co-op and Career Center. How are you?
Hey, good, Abby. How are you?
Good. And I'm here with Robin, our director, and Kristen, our operations coordinator.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Robin. Hey, Kristen. Hi. How are we doing today?
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
We're good. How are you?
another busy day in the office, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we won't take up too much of your time, and we really appreciate you taking some time with us today. So my first question for you is, can you tell us a little bit about JLL and why you're choosing to sponsor the Co-op and Career Fair?
Yeah, absolutely. So, JLL and Wentworth have been, in a kind of mutual relationship here in terms of the career fair and us being able to bring students over either for co-ops or for full-time jobs for a couple of years now. We really specialize in the facilities and project management industry, both here in Boston and really globally, but also across a lot of different majors that that Wentworth has that we can utilize in a lot of different types of roles, design and architecture, business. I mean, it's really a pretty widespread net that we can cast there. So this will be our, I think, fourth or fifth co-op and career fair that we're going to be coming to and sponsoring. And it's really, on our side, it's an opportunity to continue to get to meet all of the great intelligent students that Wentworth has to offer, as well as publicize all the great opportunities that we have, both for co-ops and for full-time positions, for your current students and alumni all across the country, and just continue to build on that relationship.
Awesome.
That's fabulous. Kyle, I'm curious to know, when a student approaches your table, how will you know, like, that student that makes you really excited that you can't wait to bring back to the office? What are some of the characteristics that student might have?
Well, it's going to be a smile and a handshake to start out. I mean, I can't tell you the number of times that I go to career fairs and I have to, bring a fishing pole and reel people in. I totally get the nerves of going up to somebody that you've never interacted with before, and you're surrounded by a bunch of other people that are kind of timidly trying to do the same. But if you want to stand out at a career fair, be confident. Right? Go up, put out your hand. Hi, my name is John. I'm this major, I'm this year, and I want to talk to you about what your company does. If you've done a little bit of research first and you can actually ask some educated questions about JLL or whatever table you're going to, that's only going to make you that much more impressive of a candidate, and it's going to be that much more fun, frankly, for us to engage with you because you've clearly done some research. But it's, man, first impressions, let me tell you, having worked in recruiting for a long time, first impressions are still your main break. It's always been that way, and I don't think it's ever going to change.
How about what they're wearing?
I think wearing is an interesting comment to bring up. Professional dress is obviously going to make you look sharp. It leads to that solid first impression, but I really try to ignore that, because I know that not everybody has the ability to go out and get expensive, snappy dress clothes and come looking like $1 million. To me, your ability to dress sharp is not reflective of your ability to do a good job. And I also, I recruit for a lot of, what you could call blue-collar roles, even though I'm obviously talking to kids that are getting higher education here. We really try to be careful in recruiting and in hiring these days, and it's going to be more and more this way, to be careful for what we call unconscious bias. And someone who looks really sharp at a career fair might have a little bit of a better chance of first impression. It doesn't necessarily mean they're better at the job. So if you don't have a $400 suit to throw on, you shouldn't let that impact your confidence walking up to a table, because really it's going to be your personality that will sell you into that introduction.
That's all very fair points, Kyle. I do want to let you know and remind our listeners that we actually have a closed lending closet called Witwear. Students can get suits or separates, including shoes and ties and belts. And right now, the Witwear is located in Evansway, Tudbury. It's open from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. most of the week. And we have extended hours Monday
and Tuesday of next week. They are on Monday. It is from noon to 8. And then on Tuesday, it's from 10 to 4. And we're closing Witwear at 4, so the students who run the closet can also attend the fair.
Right. So we want you all to look great, and we don't want money to ever stop you from doing that and to feel really confident to make a great first impression.
Absolutely. And so following up on the whole confidence piece, what is your best piece of advice to give to students that so that they can make a really strong and confident first impression. I'm thinking really truly focusing on a professional introduction, and how would students be able to go about that and really impress you from the first second?
Sure. Yeah, no, I think that's a great question. So in the professional world, we always work on what we call our professional statement. You know, it's the same idea as a personal statement. It's the way that you open your resume, it's the way you open your cover letter. And it should just be a quick 2 to 3 sentence, like 20-second elevator pitch summary of yourself, right? Hi, my name is this. I'm this year. This is my major, and I'm interested in looking for full-time roles, for co-ops, for both. That by itself sets the stage for, you know, a good conversation, because it gives me a lot of upfront information that I can then dig around a little bit more. Beyond that, you know, I think that's a really good generic way to start. I also would recommend for a career fair like this that you have a couple booths kind of shortlisted that you really want to make sure that you check out, based on all of the phenomenal resources that Wentworth Career Center provides to you guys ahead of time, of who's going to be there, what kind of background they have, what kind of roles they like to hire for, and do your research on those companies. Because if you have 2 or 3 good questions for those top VIP booths that you want to go to, in conjunction with a solid personal statement or introduction, you are going to be the most memorable person that we talk to. Because I guarantee you 90% of the people that are your peers that are at the events like that are not doing that.
Absolutely. That's great advice. Thank you. I would like to also ask, how do you wrap up a conversation at your booth? How do you recommend that students make sure they're not rambling?
Yeah, that's a great question. Every company kind of goes about data collection and staying in touch differently. At JLL, we really pride ourselves on being a technical organization, so everything is data-driven, and we actually have a database that we will have with us for students that are interested in staying in touch with us to sign up for. We don't collect resumes day of. Because we feel like it can set the wrong expectation with students that they're 100% going to hear from us. And if they don't, then it's obviously a bit disappointing, but there's no feasible way to get to everybody in a short span of time after an event like this. And 2, we just don't want to collect that much paper, because it's just going to go in the recycling bin. It's way better for us to stay in touch digitally, because that's where our strengths are too. So I think for students, you know, have resumes ready to go, have a closing question ready that, you know, generically can be something to the effect of, hey, thanks, you know, this has been really a great conversation. I really enjoyed learning more about your company. What's the best way for me to stay in touch with you moving forward so that we can discuss potential opportunities for me as a co-op or as a, you know, full-time employee? And that'll leave the door open for the employer that you're speaking to tell you how they prefer to do business. Because, like I said, we kind of all do things a little bit differently. And it's important for you as students to know what's the best way to follow up with us that's going to land you on our radar. You know, if you go out and you send 30 emails out after the event to people that you've spoken to, you'll probably not be surprised to hear that you're only going to get a couple responses and not anywhere close to 30. But that may be because a lot of those companies don't follow up on career fair events over email. Maybe they do it over their website or over a portal or what have you. So put the ball in their court to tell you the best way to move forward.
Great. That's really great advice. Thank you.
Okay, Kyle, we've got one last question for you, and that's just, what will make attending the Co-op and Career Fair next week a success for you and JLL?
That's a great question. I think we're really trying to find a way to target student populations in a way that helps us kind of pipeline for the next several years of hiring, be it for internships or for full-time roles. You know, we at JLL, we work a lot in the kind of the maintenance trades, engineering, facilities and project management, and it's an aging workforce, right? It's a workforce where not a lot of people are going to school for those areas anymore. Not a lot of people are going to trade schools as opposed to going to you know, 4-year and longer education programs. So it's a problem that we and a lot of our peers in the, you know, in the industry are faced with. So I think for us, the more hands we can shake, the more people that we can meet, and the more we can talk about what they're looking for, gives us a better idea for how we can be restructuring ourselves and targeting our hiring for more entry-level type positions moving forward, as opposed to hiring for strictly experience and management level roles, which is traditionally what this industry has done. So I'm looking forward to speaking to as many people as I can. I think my record for a Wentworth event in terms of the number of people that we've met at our table is somewhere in the 50s, which is really great.
Wow.
You know, in my opinion, in terms of getting that many people signed up in one event, I'd love to break 75 or even 100 this time. So for anyone that has really any interest in a career, we're hiring. And like I said, hiring so incredibly across the board. Like, we're not just real estate. We're not just facilities and construction. We do a lot of work in kind of business and finance. We do a lot in business analytics, business intelligence. We do a lot in sourcing and procurement. And JLL, just like any other global multinational corporation, we have our own administrative layers as well, right? So we hire finance, we hire accounting, we hire marketing, we hire HR. Are we going to have a co-op tomorrow in your backyard? Maybe, maybe not. But starting the conversation is the only way to start one, right? So come by, say hello to us, and, you know, we'll be thrilled to meet you.
That's perfect, Kyle. Thank you so much for joining us. And students, go talk to Kyle next week. He's going to love to talk to any of you.
And he'll be on Sponsor Row with all the other sponsors. So please make sure you see JLL and tell Kyle you heard him on the radio today.
And there is still time to register for tomorrow's How to Work the Fair Employer panel, which Kyle will also be joining us for. Thank you again, Kyle, for that.
Perfect.
Yeah, of course. I was going to say I'm excited to be there and get an opportunity to meet with people and give some more advice on, you know, just kind of the best way to conduct yourselves at a fair. Because obviously I'll be there working it, so great person to share advice on how to work it on your end.
Perfect.
Thank you so much. We are looking forward to seeing you tomorrow and next week.
Of course. Thanks so much, you guys. I will see you soon.
Great.
Bye, Kyle.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a very quick break, and we'll be back to talk to one more employer and then tell you a little bit about all the other ways we're here to help you prepare this week. So, Jess, we'll be back in a moment.
Welcome back to Wentworth's Wentworth Radio. I'm Robin Beauchamp, Director of Co-ops and Careers, with my two colleagues.
Hello, everyone. This is Kristen Ekman, Operations Coordinator.
And Abby Pober, Assistant Director.
And we are here with our final guest of the show, another sponsor for our Co-op and Career Fair, who is actually going to be flying in from the San Francisco area. Novo Construction has been one of our partners for a number of years now, and they've been really great. They come in, they do their career fair, and then they'll stay and do interviews to meet with people. So we have with us Jim Roddy, who is the lead AP, with us on the phone right now. So hello, Jim.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How is California today?
It's warm. Nice day in California. Beautiful Silicon Valley.
Oh, my God. Define warm. What does the temperature say?
Oh, it's 61 right now, so compared to what you guys are dealing with, I'm sure it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Although I heard Boston's on the up and up, so.
It is, but we still have snow on the ground, so we'll definitely take California weather anytime.
Awesome.
Wow. And are you the person coming out again this time for the fair?
Yeah, I come out, try to do the twice a year. I'm a Wentworth alumni myself. I graduated from Wentworth in the construction management back in 2009.
Wow.
So made the move out to California to start working with Novo Construction then after I graduated, and told my family and friends it would be a year or two, and it's been almost 13 years now, so.
Wow. What made you decide? Yeah, that's fabulous. I'm curious what made you decide to go out to Novo from Wentworth.
When I graduated college in 2008-2009, the construction industry was really slow in Massachusetts area, so me and a couple other buddies from Wentworth said, let's give it a shot and see what type of opportunities we have out in California, where there was, you know, booming construction world and a lot going on. So we decided to make the move and never looked back. So I've been working with them, like I said, now for the past roughly 13 years. It's a great company. I found them, you know, by just doing some research locally, and was able to connect with a really good group.
So tell our listeners a little bit more about Novo. What makes them unique?
Novo Construction's a corporate tenant improvement general contractor. We have two offices in Silicon Valley. One's in San Francisco that services downtown San Francisco, Northern California area, and then one in Menlo Park that I work out of that does everything from San Jose to California. What makes us unique really is our clients. We do a lot of work with Google, Apple, Twitter, Amazon, Oracle, and other tech companies, really focusing in that tenant improvement niche. We do mostly interior fit-outs, but really fast-track, detailed, high-end facilities for some of the biggest tech companies in the world, very niched in that aspect, and we don't travel too far outside of our area. This is kind of our backyard. We do roughly $800 million a year out of those two offices, and it's very much a lot of negotiated work, and organically kind of grow our community, and it's a great place to be if you want to see the tech side of things, be a part of the boom that is the Bay Area and stuff like that. We're a true contractor. We don't self-perform a lot of work. We manage our subcontractors and vendors. We do a lot of design build construction projects in a true GC in that sense.
That's fabulous. I have to ask you, I came out to Menlo Park and visited. Is your lobby have a motorcycle in it?
We have motorcycles and a basketball court. Right now, and we like to think that we have
That's fantastic.
One of the ways we do it by giving, you know, promoting a good work-life balance and having an opportunity to be in a really special place.
That sounds like it would be a really great co-op experience for students.
Yeah, we currently have 6 Wentworth students that who are on co-ops right now. And we have 12 full-time Wentworth alumni, everywhere from myself, I'm in a project executive position, and we have PMs and assistant PMs and project engineers, probably from about an 8-year span there. So we've got a lot of really good alums on task, and a lot of them did co-ops and decided to come back after they graduated and sign on full-time.
That's great. So what can a student do to really impress you at the fair?
It's all about energy for us, doing your homework on the company, doing some research on us, coming with specific questions about what we do, the clients we service, the role of the project engineer position. I know that there's, you know, in New England, it's kind of a assistant PM position, but our entry-level position is a project engineer. So really being prepared, doing your homework on the company, understanding what type of business, what side of the construction business they're in. You know, first impressions are everything. You know, I know it's hectic there, but being able to stand out, because we do meet so many kids when we're at Wentworth, and in a 3-hour window, it turns into a little bit of a whirlwind. So just making sure that your first impression is really important. Good follow-up, you alluded earlier, we do the career fair on Tuesday, and then Wednesday morning we're doing interviews, and really like to keep that fresh, make sure we're meeting the folks while we're there in person. Nothing can replace meeting people in person. We do phone screens and other items, but it's really important to hit that first interview hall. You know, and we're looking for students who have experience in the industry, and who are willing to learn and adapt, and also, you know, not afraid to make the relocation. It's a great experience. It's certainly not for everyone, but it's very much for a lot of people, especially, you know, at that age, you have an opportunity to do it, and who knows if you'll ever have another one. So we really encourage that.
Absolutely. And speaking to the relocation aspect that you just mentioned, what are the housing options for co-op students who may not be from the California area?
So we do give a housing stipend, which we would negotiate with the students and talk about, but we do provide a housing stipend. And right now, with the 6 students we do have, we're able to work with them to get them housing together, and help them, direct them on where to look and where not to look. There's a lot of furnished options in the Bay Area because there's a lot of people that do travel in and out for work as part of their license. So it's a great place to do that. Transportation is always a discussion as well. Some of the students we have actually did the road trip out together from the East Coast and drove it. Others have been fine just flying out and taking Ubers and meals. So that's completely up to the individual. We try to keep them central with work, so they're not having a really long commute every day, and we try to assign where their project's going to be before they do their housing, so that will allow them to kind of limit that commute. It's busy out here, traffic can be a nightmare, I'm sure, just like Boston, but we try to keep that to a minimum. We make sure we link them up with other students in the same situation, not just from Wentworth, but from other colleges that we do recruiting at.
That's great. That's, I'm sure, is a huge help. So thank you for that.
Absolutely.
And Jim, this is Abby. We've just got one last question before we let you go. When you're here next week, what is going to be a success for you after attending the fair?
Right now, we're actively looking for both full-time and co-op students. Frankly, we could hire 3 full-time construction management or civil engineering students at the career fair. That would be a win. And because Wentworth's co-op is on a bit of a different timeline than a lot of other schools, we would be interested in up to 6 co-op students again. A lot of the other schools are on the trimester, so really offers to us is an ability to make sure we constantly have those students in the rotation. We do a lot of recruiting at Cal Poly or Colorado State University and Chico State out on the West Coast, but their tenure and their durations are off of Wentworth, so we're looking to absolutely get half a dozen or so co-op students and making sure it's the right fit.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for coming out to meet our students and hiring them. Students, make sure you go talk to Jim at the Novo booth next week.
And make sure you sign up for their on-campus interviews if you are interested in relocating. You just heard him say that they're looking to hire 6 co-ops and some full-time people as well. So make sure that you're on their schedule and you can actually interview with them without flying to California.
And are those, just a quick follow-up, are those jobs posted on WITWORKS, our on-campus job board?
I would need to check with our HR folks. They should be, but I am not sure right now.
Great. Well, if you do get it posted,
they do a good job at it, but I haven't looked at it in a little while.
Perfect. If you do get it posted, the students will be able to see that in the app before the fair. So they should.
While they're doing their research.
While they're doing their research. Great. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jim. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you. And thank you for sponsoring the fair.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Bye.
So, students, that's the show about from the employers. But you should also know there's a few other things going on. As we already mentioned, there is the employer panel tomorrow. Abby or Kristen, do either one of you remember what time and where?
Yes, actually. So I will actually be moderating the panel. So I will be there around 5:15. It starts at 5:30, goes till 6:30. We will have 3 employers for you. We're going to be asking them some commonly asked questions from students, and then we'll have an opportunity for you to ask them any questions that we may have missed.
And where is that location?
And that is in Dobbs 306.
And then on Thursday and Friday of this week, stop by the library or the co-op and careers office anytime between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. to get your resumes looked at, talk about your professional introduction, meet with one of the co-op and career advisors. They're all going to be available during this time at varied times. So you might not necessarily meet with your co-op and career advisor. That's okay. They're all great. They all can help you with your resume and your pitches. And if you do need professional attire, I want to remind you that WITWEAR is open extended hours next week, Monday, 10 to 8 p.m. and Tuesday, 10 to 4. And we also have an info booth happening. So you look for Kristen and I around campus tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. If you have any questions, we'll be in BD.
Or if you need help registering for the fair, we can absolutely do that, even if you just stop into the co-op.
And you want to register for the fair because that means that you get a printed name tag that's color-coded by your major, and you won't have to handwrite one. You need a name tag to get into TANSI either way, so you might as well get one printed for you.
And it's going to be a great event like it always is. We usually see about 800 students come through with about 200 employers, so make sure you're there. A lot of people will be getting offers of co-ops and or jobs, and you want to get going for either the summer or the fall co-op cycle. So we will be in our office at Co-ops and Careers, which is right across from the admissions office. We're there every day from 8:15 to 4:45. Please stop by and ask us questions. Follow us on Twitter. We are very active on Twitter, so if you have questions there, it's a great way to also interact with us.
Yep, our handle is @WITCoopsAndCareers, and I think that's going to do it for us today.
So thank you, Kristen, and thank you, Abby, for being part of the show today. And I want to again thank our guests who were from Bond, Commodore Builders, JLL, and Novo Construction.
Have a great rest of the week, everyone. We'll see you out on campus.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.